Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 31st of December, Eating and Drinking. Our fellowship in the offering and sufferings of Christ depends upon eating his flesh and drinking his blood in a worthy manner. Partaking of this meal is fundamental to receiving the substance of Christ's life as ex-anastasis in our mortal body today, and to obtaining the full inheritance of a spiritual body in the resurrection or anastasis at the last day. As Jesus himself declared, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Clearly, we must eat Christ's flesh and drink his blood. The question we need to answer is the very question that the Jews asked. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? We know that the food and drink that we are to consume is not the natural material that was brought forth from the womb of Mary, for this is when the Son became our flesh. Concerning this material, Jesus said, "It is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." To understand how we truly eat Christ's flesh and drink his blood, we need to ask for wisdom. This is necessary, for Paul wrote, "I speak as to wise men, judge for yourselves what I say." The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion, which is fellowship or participation, of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion, or fellowship or participation, of the body of Christ? For we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread. Observe Israel after the flesh. Are not those who eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? The references used in today's devotions are 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 27 to 30, John chapter 6 verses 52 to 54, John chapter 1 verse 14, John chapter 6 verse 63, James chapter 1 verse 5, and 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 15 to 18. For further study, John chapter 6.